So I'll begin today by saying to the graduates, you have received an awesome gift. When we reflect just for a moment on a few of the circumstances in which people find themselves all over this world, we stop and we ask ourselves, how is it that we have had this opportunity to spend our days and our nights struggling with concepts and ideas and theories and producing music and performances? How is it that we are able to create knowledge and to explore new territories in thinking without the cost being too great to bear? Where is that place that is so privileged? It is right here. But just walk to the edge of Franklin Street and you'll see newly homeless families, or consider the children in our community and across this country who do not have access to an excellent education, and if they had the access, would not have the support to make a UNC experience a reality. And it becomes really clear that wearing these Carolina blue robes today, this is a gift. So when you felt like you were pushed to your limit and wondered if your professors had lost touch with reality, the answer was, maybe, sometimes. But our service to every student who enters this university is to challenge you to exercise your intellectual muscles. I have discovered that there are few things that inspire like people who act from a place of genuineness, knowing who they are and being true to themselves. I was fortunate to be here during the time of Dr. Sonia Haynes Stone, the professor for whom our Center for Black Culture and History is named, and a compelling presence and powerful example of the true service that comes out of being authentic. And so as you walk out of this experience, certainly a more informed person than the one who's saying, in my mind, I'm going to Carolina at convocation, ask yourselves, where am I now uniquely suited for service? If that answer is still evolving for you, keep asking questions. What injustice makes you stand on your soapbox? What great need is there for which you have a creative idea? What great divide can your skills help to bridge? With which people do you identify or have great compassion? And that is, service often requires a sacrifice. It's been said that nothing is impossible for the man who doesn't have to do it himself. A recent example for me of the willingness to sacrifice is one of my former students who graduated in May. His passion is global health equity. However, before pursuing a graduate degree in public health, he decided to go and serve in the Peace Corps and was assigned to Togo, West Africa. And so as I close, my challenge to you is to remember that impact is always more than what you can see and may not be immediate. So take heart when asked, how much of an effect could one person's service really have? Just remember, you will not be acting singularly. You will be acting in concert with the more than 200,000 UNC graduates who live in more than 140 countries around the world. And be encouraged when asked, where could your service within a small community possibly lead? After all, maybe it's possible that your service might be like that of a community organizer. Freshly graduated from Columbia University, who at the age of 24 used his gifts and talents to change the lives of just a few around him in a Southside Chicago inner city neighborhood, never imagining that those efforts might lead him to a place where he could influence millions, not just in this country, but around the world. Again, my sincere congratulations to each one of you, and we look forward to all of the ways that you will make this university proud and the world a better place. Congratulations.